Welcome to City on a Hill, where we believe, belong, become, and build. We are a loving and caring community located in Crab Orchard, West Virginia, led by Pastor Damon Davis. Whether you're listening for the first time or you're a regular part of our family, we are so glad that you're here. At City on a Hill, we believe in reaching out to everyone with the love of Christ. Make sure to visit us online at cityonahillwv.com for more info on how to get connected. Now, let's dive right into the message from today and grow together in Christ.
Man, amen. We got a lot to praise Him for. Amen. Amen. To our visitors that don't know, they get people at the church get excited when I get up here. Not because I'm a great preacher, because they get to sit down soon. So they were just let you know you go get to sit down in just a minute. Isaiah chapter 9. I know this is a traditional Christmas chapter, but I don't know how it works at your house, but October, the whole month is Tracy's birthday. The whole month. And then November 1st starts Christmas. And it goes till Thanksgiving Day, and then Thanksgiving. And then from Thanksgiving, the day after, till Christmas is Christmas. And then a week after Christmas is Christmas still until the beginning of the year. And then you got to clean it up. Is that how it works for most of y'all, except for the October thing? All right. So it's okay if I read kind of a Christmas verse right now. Isaiah 9, 3 through 9. Thou hast multiplied the nation and not increased the joy. Thy joy before thee according to the joy in harvest, and as men rejoice when they divide the spoil. For thou hast broken the yoke off his burden and the staff of his shoulder, the rod of his oppressor, as in the day of Midian. For every battle of the warrior is with confused noise and garments rolled in blood, but this shall be with burning and fuel of fire. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. The government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. If you're going to help me preach, you can sit down. Like I got a lot of help. We're in a battle, whether we realize it or not. There's a war going on. There's a world that we know very little about, but it's real nonetheless, and it's the spiritual realm. There are battles taking place right now that we don't even see. And he dresses us up in the book of Ephesians in the armor of God, and he tells us to put on the armor, and then he says, stand, and done all to stand. Stand, therefore. And then he tells us to begin to pray. I think that a praying church is a strong church. Because if we're not praying, we're not even on the battlefield. If we're not calling out and asking God to move in situations, we're not even interjecting into the battle. And we are in a battle. There's a battle for the souls of men and women. We understand there is a heaven to gain. There is a hell to shun. There's joy to have on this earth. But it's more than just that. Being a Christian doesn't just mean punching your ticket. Now you're on your way to heaven. There's more to it than that. We have decided that most people in this room, if I ask you where you're saved, you'd raise your hand. That means you're on your way to heaven. You're good. Then why are we doing here every Sunday morning? The reason we gather every Sunday is because we are part of a kingdom, and that kingdom is to advance. Sometimes we read scripture to remind us. Sometimes we read scripture to motivate us. Sometimes we read scripture to bring other people into the battle with us. But we are at war. Can you say amen? I don't know about you, but it seems like I fight battles every day. Whether anybody's around me or not, I will fight with myself. Can you say amen? Does anybody argue with yourself sometimes? I remember one time a man came up to me and he said, I need to know how you believe on this, 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 and this. And I looked at him and I said, do we have to agree on all of this before you'll attend church here? Yes, I need to know. I said, well, here's the problem. Even if we agree on all these, we're not going to agree on everything. And I'm going to tell you why, because I still don't agree with me on everything. I'm still arguing some things within myself, but this one thing I know for sure, the body of Christ is the army of God, and we win this battle. He said, upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail. He said, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. He never said the weapon wouldn't be formed. He just let me know that in the end I would still be a conqueror and an overcomer. Why? I am the bride of Christ. I am bone of his bone. I am flesh of his flesh. And I don't know about you, but I read a scripture where he said, I wouldn't suffer one of his bones to be broken. And if I'm his bone, I can't be broken. Amen. That ain't time to preach. It's time to teach. He said, in every battle, every warrior, every battle of every warrior is with confused noise. I want to take a minute right now. If you're a veteran, stand up in here right now. It's a Veteran Day weekend. If you're a veteran in this room right now, please stand up. Our veterans, stand up. I know it's a little cliche, and I know we've heard this before, but man, it's so true. Only two people laid down their life for me. That's Jesus Christ and an American soldier. And we do appreciate our veterans. Amen? Every battle of the warrior is with confused noise. These men know about the battlefield and the confused noise. Amen? And we appreciate that. I want to take this to a spiritual place because we live in a time of great noise. The enemy understands that if he can bring a confused noise to you, he can distract you from focusing on what God ordained you to do and ordained you to be. I don't know how your life goes, but my noise starts early. You get up in the morning and the noise starts. Do you know what I'm talking about? It can be, technology is such a blessing, but can also be such a curse. I don't know who spam is, but I'm thinking something important is going on, and I look over, and it's Life Alert. LifeLock. There's so many of them that pop up. It's just more and more noise. Give me my sound, Shane. Because when you get up first thing, and it starts. To you old people, it's your joints. You get up and they start making noise. And as your day progresses, more and more thoughts come into your head. Can anybody say amen to what I'm talking about? And we look around, and with the news, when I was a kid, they had 6 o'clock news. If you missed 6 o'clock news, you had to catch it at 11. Now it's 24 hours a day. You're bombarded with noise. You keep hearing it, and it gets louder and louder and louder, and you keep trying to think, and you're hearing, oh, Putin is now in cahoots with North Korea, and now this is going to happen, and that's going to happen, and Hamas is saying they're going to deal with this, and then you get through all of that, and Israel's here, and how should I feel about nationality, and this is that, and Kamala is at a party with Beyonce, and you just keep hearing all of this stuff, and you keep hearing it over and over and over, and it keeps building. But then you hear the noise of your immediate family. What about my husband? And what about if you're not real careful, you'll be on Patriot News site buying food because they're telling you it's just going to be a couple of days and it's all over. And it just keeps building and it keeps building and it keeps building. And there comes a point that you got to get to a place where it just stops. There's got to be a way to end that noise. Because if you don't get it stopped, in the morning it'll carry over. And then the next day it'll carry over. And this thing keeps building. But you missed my scripture because you didn't know what I was going to preach about. I was going to talk to him about this. He said, the warrior, there's confused noise. There's always noise. But We're going to burn his boots because the Prince of Peace is coming. Oh, let me say that again. See, you missed the scripture. He said, for every battle of the warrior is with confused noise. Garments rolled in blood, but this shall be with burning and fuel of fire. He's saying there's coming a day when we're going to be able to put those boots and we're going to be able to take our war garments and we're going to be able to lay them off, and there's not going to be a battle in your mind anymore. I'm here to tell you, you don't have to wait to the sweet by and by for that to happen, but you can get to that place right now, because I serve the one that brings peace like a river, peace which passes all understanding. And in the middle of the noise, you can walk in peace. I don't know what your noise is, but we all got noise. How many people in here is in management? Raise your hand if you're in management where you work. You manage people. Raise your hand. Raise your hand real high. Used to, you know what it's like. Raise your hand real high so I can see you in management. You know what's crazy? When you're the worker, you want to be in management because they make more money. When you get there, you figure out why they make more money. They don't pay you for your workload. They pay you for your stress. Come on, amen me. Because managing people is hard. I remember when they started the praise team here. Tracy came and said, we're going to start a praise team. She told me that one time when he was at a different church. And I said, good luck. And I just let the air out of her balloon. Where's she at? You remember that? She got mad. What's that supposed to mean? I said, man, those things are tough. Because you deal with so many personalities. Everybody's got an idea. I like this style of song. I like that style of song. I want to sing here, and I want to do this thing. I want to do harmony on this song, and I want to be. Listen, people say, can we be part of your praise team? You don't want to be part of this praise team. Man, I'd like to be part of the ministry team in your church. You don't want to. You don't have thick enough skin to deal with us. We have right down in your face meetings, and we deal with it, don't we, Thomas? And then we walk out of here still loving each other, and not everybody's game for that. This is just, I know I'm on a tangent, but I'm here. There's too many sissies in the world to be in ministry. Everybody, leave it alone. I can't. Just leave it alone. See, I have conversations with myself. We don't have enough room right now. We sure can't build you a safe place. My feelings got hurt. Could you imagine Paul and Peter sitting down? Peter, how's things going? Well, them people don't really hurt my feelings. That didn't happen back then. You know why? Because they understood a warrior's way has to deal with things sometimes. But even in our battle, there comes a point when it gets hard to take. Can I get an amen? You got to find a place, a real place, where you can go to. Man, I was in church one time, and all of a sudden this lady just started singing right out of the middle of service. That wasn't like we didn't do like we do church. You got everything up there on the screen. There was no screen. She just started singing right in the middle of church. Anybody ever been in church like that? She said, I got a hiding place. And all of a sudden it went boom, and the whole church said, I got a hiding place. I was like, man, I got a hiding place. I got a place that I can run to, and all the noise, and listen real close, if I shut the door, you got to get that. You got to get that. You got to shut the door. Let me tell you who the door is. He said, I'm the door. If I get on the inside, this world has no more bearing in that place of peace. There's a place where you can run to, and it's in Jesus. Don't run to your neighbor. Don't run to your friend. Because if you complain to them, they will just join in and make it worse. Tell like this, preacher, I think I will. You go over and you tell them things, And next thing you know, they were in a good mood when you showed up. And then you start feeding off each other. I told them all the time, when I preach out of Psalms, it's not because I didn't have time to study. Because you can preach any psalm you want. You just pull it out, just start preaching it. Any psalm. I preach out of Psalms because he must not have time to study. I don't know what his deal is. He needs to quit that job. I tell you what he needs to do. Quit his bivocational. He needs to sit back and toast on church. Church to the point right now where he really needs to do it. And you're like, you know what? I think the same thing. You know, I texted him the other day. He didn't text me back for 2.5 days. You know, we got to do something about this. We may just have to get rid of him. And next thing you know, you're both mad at me. And I preached out a psalm because I had time to study. Everybody with me? Come on, you know what I'm talking about. And before you know it, there's so much noise. You can, I know what pushes my wife's buttons, and I can get her fired up in an instant. I know how to get her on my side. I love y'all, but I complain sometimes. And when everybody starts looking bad, it ain't everybody. It's me. Let me say that again. If everybody's looking bad to you, it ain't everybody. It's you. You need to pray. Ask her. There she sits. I've been in conversations with her, and I say, you know what? And I tell you who else. And I tell you what else. And I tell you what. And I tell you, and I tell you, and I tell you. And, and you know what? I need to pray. I figured it out in the middle of it. I say, it's me. I need to pray. There's something wrong with me. I need to get to a place where I can get away from all that noise. Listen, I'm preaching to somebody today because you've been hearing some noise, a lot of noise, because you're in a battle. And in the middle of that battle, I don't care what they say about you. I don't care what they think about you. I'm telling you, there's a place where you can run, where there is a God. What really matters is what he thinks about you. Amen? Can I testify real quick? I read a story a long time ago about a man. He was sick of the palsy. They brought him to Jesus, and everybody called him sick of the palsy. The Bible called him sick of the palsy. I don't know if he was Matthew, Bartholomew, Petey, John, Roscoe. Don't know his name, but I know his condition. His condition was he was sick of the palsy. And the truth is, we know people that walk up and down the street. We don't know their name, but we label them by their condition. And we say their condition is, oh, there's old pothead. Oh, there's old peelhead. Oh, there's old so-and-so. There's it. And we don't even know their name, but we label them by their condition. They got him to Jesus. They tore the roof off, and they let him down where Jesus was. And the Bible says, and they let down the sick of the palsy where Jesus was. And Jesus looked at him, and here's the kicker. I wonder what Jesus is going to call him. Jesus looked at him, and he didn't call him sick of the palsy. He said, son, thy sins be forgiven thee. I'm telling you, Jesus didn't label him by his condition. He labeled him by his position. He called him son. The greatest thing you can ever be called on this side of eternity is son by him. He called him son. Come on, Aaron. I know it's early. Come on. So here's what I figured out. I went back into the nursery the other day, and all them little girls were back there. And they were making all kinds of noise. I mean, it was. And I thought, what can I do to stop this? Well, there's one way to fight fire. It's with fire. And all those little girls back there, I have been screaming for 27 years. So I'm good at it. And I walked in and little girls, I said, hey. Every one of them stopped. And they turned around and they looked at me. And I said, which one of y'all is the coolest one in the room? And there they went again. Me is back on again. But I knew how to get them to stop. You know how you get the enemy to stop? You got to start talking. Oh man, this is good teaching. Y'all ready for this? See, when you come into a church house and you praise God, they sing that song, my praise is a weapon. My praise is a weapon. So when the enemy starts, you just start worshiping God, and I promise you, his lying lips will be put to silence. Your praise is a weapon. It's more than just a pastime, but your praise becomes weaponized, and every warrior in the kingdom of God knows this. He gave me the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Oh, man. Let me read you this. The number of new cases of depression worldwide increased almost 50% from 1990 to 2017. 50% more people fighting depression. You know what the adage of the day is? Do what makes you happy. It's not working. It's not working. Because people are figuring out. They thought they knew. They thought they knew what they needed. Oh, this makes me happy. Happiness only lasts for a little while. You got to go deeper than happiness. My wife used to have this little Etsy shop, and she made these signs, and I had to make frames for them. She made this one sign, and I remember it very well. It said, "Do what makes you happy." And then happy had a line through it, and above it, it said, "Holy." I don't know. Y'all didn't amen it good enough. I'm going to try it over here. So do what makes you happy. And she drew a line through it and said, "Do what makes you holy." Yeah, see, that's how y'all should act it. Because you know what? Happiness is fleeting. But this joy that he gives, it's beyond comprehension. People start looking at you and you're in a mess. Every one of us in this room have some kind of noise in our life right now. Can you say amen? What are you dealing with that's giving you that noise? What's in your life right now that's giving you noise? Maybe you're a young person. You know what's crazy? Old people don't understand young people. We don't. We say we do. We say, "Oh, I'm telling you, they're not going through anything we didn't go through." Yeah, they are too. And you remember when you was in love when you was young? It was so real to you. Now you look at these young people and you say, "Oh, it's just puppy love." Well, to them, puppy love is real love. And they're going through a breakup and their whole world's falling apart. And you're like, "Get over it. Wait till you got bills to pay." Even down to something as simple as that, he cares about it. He cares about it. He cares about it. Jehoshaphat, I don't have time to read this, but I'll give you this. Jehoshaphat was going to battle. And he called the people out and he said, "You're a singer, you're 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 a singer." And they went to war and he put the singers up front. And they went ahead and they sang, "Praise ye the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever." Don't seem like a good battle plan, does it? This worked out perfect because your praise is a weapon. The enemy's up there waiting to fight a battle, and the praises are going forth. And the Bible says that God set ambushments against them. Do you know what they did? They turned on each other. Come here. See, I don't know about y'all, but when I read words, they turn into pictures in my mind. Come on up here. We're on the same side, man. Israel's coming up. You ready? I'm ready. And they're down there in the valley, and they're singing praises. And I don't know. I don't know how it happened, but it's like, what is going on? They're down there singing praises. The next thing you know, these guys should be together. I wonder if they knew what was going on. I don't know, but I know this. Your praise will turn your enemies. What are we doing, man? Why'd you hit me? I don't know. I'm hitting you back. They walked up and it was all taken care of. See, how important is your praise? Extremely important. Because you're over talking the enemy. All that noise, all that clatter, all that mess, you just start praising. They used to teach me to pray like this. They say, "You got to talk faster than the devil." I said, how fast can he talk? Really fast. If you don't believe it, listen to him for a minute. Oh, come on. Anybody know what I'm talking about? The devil's like, why don't you just go down here? And the next thing you know, you're standing on the edge of a bridge. He talks to people quick. You got to talk faster than he talks. What do you got to talk about? The goodness of God. His mercy endures forever. This is how I fight my battle. You know how I fight my battle? With praise. He's gave me the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Depression is a spirit, people. It's a spirit. It's a spirit. And it's crazy that all these young people are fighting depression. Amen? When I was their age, I was trying to figure out how to straighten out my rim on my BMX because I jumped so high. I don't know what they got going on, but they're fighting depression and anxiety, and all that is a spirit. I'm here to tell you, the garment of praise will take care of the spirit of heaviness. Come on, let's sing, let's sing, let's sing. Here's how we do this to our visitors. Here's how we do this. After we get done preaching and singing, we're going to sing another song. This gives you a moment to respond to something that you've heard. We're going to put the words up here on the board, hopefully. So if you need to praise, you can praise. Shut down some of that clatter. Fight back with your voice. Give God glory and the enemy will leave you alone. The enemy can't stand praise. As a matter of fact, he may start beating himself up. What are you waiting on? If you need prayer, come up here and we're going to pray for you, because we believe that if we lay hands on you as believers, there are things that can take place that don't take place otherwise. Come on, come on, ministry, come on. Hey, she's going to walk out away from this line different than she walked into it. Let's praise him. Let's praise him. Let's praise him.